Claudette Hoity is with us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery, although the politicians are all away, they're in recess, but there's still always things going on. Thanks for joining us again, Tuhine. Tēnā koe, Claudette.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Yes, still things going on. 89 principals from some of the country's lower decile schools, most impoverished areas, signed an open letter to Education Minister Erica Stanford describing her proposal to scrap NCEA as politically motivated and likely to disadvantage less academic students. Minister Stanford earlier this month, as we all know, proposed plans to replace levels 2 and 3 of the NCEA with a certificate, an advanced certificate of education. Level 1 would be dropped for a foundation certificate in literacy numeracy. It's part of her broader efforts to create a knowledge-rich curricula and stems from her concerns NCEA lets students pass with a mix of low-value unit standards and is too flexible. Knowing full well that Kura Māori excel in NCEA results, it's not so much about the curricula itself, I guess, but the environment in which the NCEA is being taught. And that's, you know, that's not denigrating the Kura Ōrākei, but there is something about the learning environments with our in our Kura Māori that we all know inspires academic achievements. That's what the Minister for Education should be looking at, says Māori educationalists. Regional Development Minister Shane Jones, he's announced, this is good news, $24.62 million to support horticulture in the Hawke's Bay and Te Tairāwhiti. The funding comes from the Regional Infrastructure Fund. Five projects set to receive either a loan or a grant. Yeah, see, the loan, you've got to pay that back. These projects focus on preserving, expanding water storage, building flood resilience and supporting whenua Māori developments, the funds targeted at Te Tairāwhiti, where, of course, the geographic isolation can leave communities more exposed to the impacts of extreme weather events. And, of course, we have seen that over the last three traumatic weather extremities. The government has announced a new express lane to fast-track resource consent for new supermarkets. This news came out a couple of days ago, aiming to boost competition in the grocery sector. Economic Growth Minister Nicola Willis, she says it could encourage global players like Costco to invest. Here's Nicola Willis.
The government is building an express lane for new supermarkets. We are tearing down the barriers that for too long have protected the supermarket duopoly and their profit margins. I want to see at least one major competitor who can operate at scale and really shake up the market. We are progressing substantive reforms to support that.
But she doesn't guarantee that there will be lower prices as a result of more competition. We do know, though, that competition does drive down or drive up prices, but there's no guarantee that a third player in the market, likely to be Costco's, will have an immediate effect on the prices for whānau. She does not guarantee that at all. And guess what? The government will be making it harder, tougher, to object to liquor licences as part of a law change that Associate Justice Minister Nicole McKee, she says it reflects most New Zealanders who choose to drink alcohol do so responsibly. Now, we know that in South Auckland and in areas like Porirua, the number of liquor outlets is just extraordinary, and independent lobby groups as well as community have lobbied really hard to restrict the number coming into those communities and have and their proximity to kura, to schools. Well, Nicole McKee, she announced the changes to the sale and supply of alcohol. That was just yesterday. And the proposal will limit objection to a liquor license so that only people from within the community can object to liquor licensing. So That means the likes of Rawiri Ratu, as an example, who works tirelessly around the sector, his kind of rōpū or his kind of organisation can't go into areas where you are not a resident. Here's Minister Nicole McKee.
We are going to allow licence applicants a right of reply to objectors. The second is that we will only allow objections to applications from local communities. The third is renewing a licence under a new local alcohol policy. We will require district licensing committees to change licence conditions rather than completely decline an application.
So that last one is, once you close down or once your license runs out, no new license under the old regime will be renewed, so you can't get a new player to come in. And now that has changed. They can't automatically, these are local councils, can't automatically refuse the license. So, you know, that's big news for some of our, many of our communities. I bet they won't pop up in Lemuera.
You can bet on that. There's a heated discussion, I notice, as well about the infrastructural and housing density issues that Chris Bishop appears to be ramming through. So there are communities that are opposing. Also, I notice, Claudette, and I wonder if you'll keep your ear out, that the Labor Party is tentatively described as backing a proposal from the Council of Trade Unions for a new taxpayer-funded agency to provide delegate training. That might not sit too comfortably with the coalition, but maybe you could just keep your eyes and ears out to see if there's any movement there and some confirmation from the Labor Party towards that issue. What's on the cards for you, Ms. Hawiti, across the weekend ahead?
So this week and, you know, for the next, well, over the next 2 weeks, I'm doing a deep dive into ageing for Māori and what retirement looks like if we retire at all, and our take on superannuation. Now, this comes in after reports that we, of course, are heading into retirement age, well, the age of receiving superannuation, more unprepared than our, you know, Pākehā colleagues. And that would be absolutely true given our history and our duty in education and work and employment and in savings and in housing. So instability of housing. So I'm going to be speaking with a raft of people and experts, including Dr. Kathy Irwin, who we know very well is in this space. So that's what I've been working on in the next over the last week and next week as well.
Well, no tabletop dancing in Courtney Place this week?
No, I think my tabletop dancing is well and truly over, although I can't really say that. Depending on the environment and the circumstances, I could resurrect that. Okay. But I have been known to.
I was assuming you hadn't, but isn't that a wonderful piece of history to recall? Lovely, Claudia.
I've got lots of history, I tell you.
Hell on you, Claudia. Have a good weekend. Thanks very much.
You too, mate.
Thank you.
You too, mate.
See you, Claudia. Bye.
Kia ora.
What about you, Rangi Tawairini? And what, just...